But according to Rav Atayi Reisha, v'deloy pirish. Sefer, the pirish is very good. The Reisha says that when he dies, the get is good, because there the husband didn't speak out, but pirish, it has to be 2 years. So then we say it's only minastam 2 years. Minastam means when the husband wants to have vocha, when he needs it. But if the son dies, he doesn't need it, so then the father to get is good. El Rav Ashi, Maishina Reisha, Maishina Sefer Kasha. But according to Rav Ashi, that both of them is talking about minastam. The Rashi says, "Ela Rav Ashi, the Yom Reisha, the Masbis in Yom Nechut Kama, Al Kochu Meisa Ben Oyav Diktoni Gan Shemeis V'Loini Kasa Klal." That's what you have to say according to Rav Ashi. Now, the Reisha, according to Rav Ashi, all she had to do was just nurse one day. That's all. So then the Mishnah says, if the kid dies, the get is good. So it has to mean even though she did not nurse at all. So then the question is why? V'Yamai HaReiza Get HaReilun Eskayim Kulum Minat Tanai. She didn't do anything on the Tanai. Why is the get good? What's the Tran the Reisha? Because according to you, Rav Ashi, all she had to do was just nurse one day, and she kept on pushing it off. And then finally the son died, so there's no Kiyum HaTanai. The get should not be good. So versus Kasha, that's a little bit of Kasha according to Rav Ashi. His Mishnah, according to Rav, where she has to nurse all the 2 years. Then it says that even though she started to nurse, if the baby dies, then there's no more havocha, there's no more gain, so therefore the get is good. But according to Rav Ashi, it's Tama Tanai that she had to nurse one day, so if the baby died before she did it, there's no Kiyum HaTanai, the get should not be good. It's more blessed by Kasha. Turn around, but look like this. The husband says, HaReze Gitcho Al Menashe Teshamshi Esar B'Shteshon. Again, the husband says clearly, I'm giving you the get on the condition that you work, you mashamish my father for 2 years. V'yamanash etinikias b'dish teishon, or else you nurse my son for 2 years. So afa pishlo in eskai matanai, even though she did not do the tanai, hareza get. Still the get is good. Why? L'fishlo yoma lo im teshamshi, in lo teshamshi. Because he did not make a tanai kofel, did not speak out both ways. That if you're mishamish, then the get is good, and if you don't, the get is no good. Or else the husband did not speak out, im taniki, im loy taniki. Diva Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Because Rabbi Meir holds every tanai is only good if you made a tanai kofel. You have to speak it out both ways. See, here all the husband just said is, here's a get, almanas, that you're mishamish my father, but he did not speak out that if you're not mishamish my father, the get is no good, therefore the tanai means nothing. So what happens is the husband gave his wife a get. The get is good. That's for Meir Shita. For Chachamim Moimrim, no, Niskayim Atanai. We have to have a Kiyum Atanai. This is no good. As they hold, you don't have to have Tanai Kofel. So therefore, the Tanai is a good Tanai. And if she does not nurse or Mishamish the father, the get is no good. And what about the chomer niskayim matanai raise a get? The imlav ain't a get. If she does not do the tanai, then the get is no good. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer ain lecho tanai diksuvim. All the psukim that talk about tanoim shein a kofel, it's not kofel. In other words, all the tanoim that says in the Torah, it's always a tanai kofel. That's what Rav Shimon says. So Gemara says ikad the army some said to Rav Meir kamalei that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking to Rav Meir. And the Ika the army son said, no, the Rabbanon Kamalu. He's talking to the Rabbanon. What does that mean? Ika the army son said, the Rabbanon Kamalu. That Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking back to Rabbanon saying like this, Rabbanon Kamalu. Einucho Tanai Diksuvim Shein Kofel. A lot of psukim in the Torah that talks about a Tanai always says Kofel. It says both ways. If you want this way, this way. If the other way, the other way. Like Rashi says, Shein Kofel. Goin Oz Tinokim Yelosi. You know, by Avraham Avinu it says, you should be free from Mishvua. Ugoin im shocha im shocha by Pasha Saito. Him tovu shmatim im tumana marisem. Possibly in Shayo. So the psukim there say both ways. If you do it, yes. If you don't do it, no. So what does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean to ask Rav Meir then? He means to ask him like this. Im kain, if so, the Gemara says that it says the heaven lehu, if so it is, shnei ksum avoyin ki yechot. It's like the Torah said this chiddush two times already, that you have to have a tanai kofel. And then the klal is the whole shnei ksuvim aboyin ki yechod. The klal is ein malamdin. We don't learn out from this. So like Rav Shimon Gamliel is asking the question to Rav Meir, how could you tell me learn out from the tanai of bnei Gad bnei Reuven that it has to be a tanai kofel? And Moshe told him, if you go over and fight, you get the land. If you do not go over, you won't get the land. So you're learning out from there, although what's known has to be kafel. The question is, no, the Torah said this chiddush two times. It says it in the Pasha Seder also. If you didn't do the Aveira, this will happen. If not, this will happen. So it says it's not kafel two times. Then the klal is, shnei ksubim, the Torah says it twice. Like the question is, why did the Torah have to say it twice? If you want to learn out, just say it once, and we'll learn out to all over. Since the Torah took its time out to write it a second time, it's mashma only in these places do you have to have a Tanai Kofel. But all other places, you do not need a Tanai Kofel. So that's what Shulman Gamliel's Kashan Reb Meir, all over, it should come out that you should not have to have a Tanai Kofel. So here by Gittin, the Tanai should be, and even though they did not speak out the Kofel. That's one way to learn. Vika the army some sinel the rabbonin kamalhu, that Shimon Gamliel was arguing on the rabbonin shita. Vachi kamalhu, this is what he was saying to the rabbonin. Ein lecha tenai b'ksuvim she'ein le'kofel. In the Torah, a lot of times we're talking about tenoyim, condition that speaks out both ways. If you do it, yes. If you don't do it, no. If so, v'gamrina minayu, we should learn out from there to all over. That's what Shimon Gamliel's kasha was to the rabbonin. How come you say you do not need a Tanai Kofel? Why not? The Torah all over speaks about a Tanai Kofel. So you should need it all over. That's what Hashem Gamliel meant to ask the Kasha according to Rabbanim. This Gemara says, Raminu, I have a question. It says, Harei ze gitcha. So it's been given to get to his wife and tells her, Amanasha to Sham Shia Saba, Amanasha that you work for my father, Shtei Shonim 2 years. Rosamanasha to Nikias Beni Shtei Shonim. And then it says, Meisu Abba, Meisu Benet, the father, the son dies. Ain't a get the remade, it gets no good. Why? That was some seed. Here. It's only get the get is no good. So the question is why? I mean, since here wasn't a Tanai Kofel, so the get should be a good get? Here at Smashma, the Tanai is a good Tanai, and therefore, since there was no Kiyama Tanai, the get is no good. The Chomar and the Chom say, Afo Pishlo, Niskayim Matanai, raise a get. Even though they did not be Mekayim, they did not work for 2 years, still the get's a good get. Why? Because Yechoy Lisha Tiyom Aloy, she could say back, Tein Li Yavicha V'yam Shenu. I want to do work for your father, just your father died, give me back your father and I'll work for him. Tein Li Bincha, give me back your son, V'yani Kenim, and I'll nurse him. That's what the Chum say. But I call upon the Chura Kasha the Ramei, the Rabbi Meir. Kasha the Rabbon, not the Rabbon, the Chura Kasha here. Do you have to have a Tanai Kofel? Don't you have to have a Tanai Kofel? Here Rabbi Meir says, Mashm, even though it was not a Tanai Kofel, the Tanai is a good Tanai. And therefore, since the husband only gave the get on Manas that you work for my father 2 years, so the father dies before 2 years, nothing doing. You do not have the key in my Tanai, it gets no good. But the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, since it wasn't a Tanai Kofel, the Tanai should not mean anything. So Rabbi Meir says like this, to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir Lekasha. And who are then in the Chom, most of the same Kasha? According to Chom, the Tanai should be a good Tanai. And so if the Tanai is a good Tanai, so before we have now Mishnah, that if she die, the get's no good. Because since the husband spoke out clearly, he wants you to work for 2 years, so even though they died, but you didn't do the Tanai. So how come in the Chom said the get is good? So Moritz says first, I'll tell you, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir Lekasha. Today there's no steer on the Meir, according to on Rabbi Meir. It's true, even though the brisa doesn't say it, but we have to put into this brisa where the husband was made a Tanai Kofel. He spoke out clearly that I'm only giving you the get al menashe, you work for my father 2 years. But he spoke out, if you do not work for my father 2 years, you will not have the get. So that's why here Rameya says that the get is no good. I'll tell you, if Rabbonin, not Rabbonin like Kasha, you have a steer with Rabbonin. And now Mishnah Smashmo, that when the husband speaks out clearly, he wants you to work for 2 years, even though the father dies before that, the get is no good. And here we send the Chum and say, no, the get is good. I'll tell you, Man Chachomim the Chum, we have Shimon Megamliel he. Who's the Chum here in this price? It's from Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. The Yoma that says, Koli Kuba, Shaina, hey Menu, I raise a get. Anytime she's not at fault, why she can't do the work for 2 years, the get is a good get. That was the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel. That he says, even though the husband spoke clearly for 2 years, but it only meant that there should be like Havocha. He should have a gain on the deal. But if it's not her fault, why she can't do it, then that's called the key matanai, the get is good. So even though the Mishnah Chomagyu, I'll tell you here, the Bryce is not the Chom of our Mishnah, but the Bryce deal goes according to Shimon Gamliel. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Omar lo b'fnei shnayim. If the husband says in front of two eidim, hareze gitcho amanasha teshamshi es abo beishanim, making a tenai that you have to work for my father 2 years. V'chozo v'yomo b'fnei shnayim. Then the husband went in front of two different eidim and said like this. Hareze gitcho amanasha titno li mosayim zuz. I'm only giving you the get. I'm going to ask you to give me $200. So lachur is loy bitol divrei achor nesarishin. It's not the pshat that the husband had charota, chazara, but he wants two things now. He's only being moisif. The wife's get is only good if she does both things. She has to work for the father 2 years, and she also has to give the husband $200. Rotisa misham shosai, rotisa nesenes loy masayim zuz. Oh no. The Gemara's mashim, either one is enough. One is not place of the other, but you don't have to do both. Mashm, either one is enough. So Rashi says, Loi bitul means, Shaloi bo zeh lohoisif. He's not coming to add, you need two things. Midlo yamalo, shetitni mosayim zuz. Taisefa starts narration. Olak and amiloi bo. So he's not coming to add, but he's also not coming to uproot it. So what does it mean to say? You have your choice. The husband now is giving her a choice. If you want to either give me 200, or if you want to work for my father. So both Tanoim are true. Either one is good. Yeah. Avul Omala, but what's going to be? Avul Omala b'fnei shnayim, if the husband says in front of two eidim, Harei ze gitcho amanasha titli mosayim zuz. Amanasha condition to give me $200. Then the chaza v'yomala b'fnei shnayim, then the husband says a second time in front of another two eidim, harei ze gitchis yoget yishino almanash yetitno li gimel meyazuz, that I want $300 from you. So this case we say for sure bitol divrei achron esarishin. The husband means to be mavato the first tanai. In other words, $200 is no good. I changed my mind. I'm the get's only good if you give me $300. And the ain echod min arishonim, the echod min achronim mitzarfen. You can't have one aid from the first tonight and another aid from the second tonight to be good for Edom. So where's the high? In which case they're telling me this? Inlay must say, they're telling me now to stay for the second case. Hare bito, like pshito. Of course you can't use the first two aidim. Because you're telling me, since the husband later said, I'm not sure give me $300, what he meant to say is the first tonight is bottle. That's not the condition, 200. There's a new condition now, only of 300. So Pshiti can't use those first two Eidim. Because that condition is bottle. So of course you can't use that Eidim. Elo HaReisha. What he meant to tell us is in the Reisha. Even though the Reisha was saying again, when the husband made two conditions, and either one you could do, either give me $200, or else work for my father 2 years. And he said these two conditions in front of two different pairs of Eidim. So even though he's saying either condition is good, but if you only have one aid from the first and one aid from the second, those two can't be put together. So where it says treat, of course, also it's like two different conditions. Like how could you put the two together? So where it says no. Maldetein makol l'kiyume tenai mitstafrin. Anytime you have to aid them here, and each one of them is a part of the kiyum of a tenai for this get. Maybe you could put them together. Kamashmula, no, you can't. So Rashi says, since any one of these two conditions it's enough to make the get a good get, either give the 200 or else work for the father 2 years, maybe I consider it like one big tonight. So therefore you can have one eight from the first tonight and one eight from the second tonight. Maybe I could put the two together. Kamashmula, no, since Lamaisa they're two separate tanoim, you can't put these two things together. Sakti Mishnah. Hareze gitcho, the husband gives a get to his wife and tells her, here's your get. Im loy bosi mikan ad shloshim yom. If I do not come back within 30 days. For Yeholach mihudu legolo. He was traveling now from Yehuda to Golo. So what he meant to say is that when I start to go to Golo, if I do not come back within 30 days, then the get should be good. But if I come back before 30 days, then the get is bottle. Now it says the Mishneh, Giyel Liyant, Liyantifros. If he comes to this city, Antifros, then the Chosri comes back home within the 30 days, bottle tonight. His Mavatala tonight, even though we'll see in the Gemara, Antifros is called part of Yehuda,
But I call upon him, that's called his honor's way to Golul. And if he got this far, Temtifros, and now he comes back home, that's called the Bitl HaTnai, and the get is no good. What about if the husband says, I raise the Gitchim, Loi Bossi, Mikan HaShleshim Yoim? Again, here's the get, if I don't come back within 30 days. For Yehurlich Migolul Yehudi, was traveling from Golul to Yehuda. So what he meant to say is that when I get to Yehuda, if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should not be good. So Vegiel Lekfaros Noi, so now it says the Chiddush should be reached, this city called Kfaros Noi, Vichozden, it returns right away to Yehuda again, Boto Tanai, it's called the good Bitla Tanai, it's called, even though Asanoi is still part of Golul, but it's at the end of Golul, it's called he went on the road, and now he came back within 30 days, that's called the Bitl, a Bitla Get, and the Get is no good anymore. Alright, turn over. In other words, this is called the Bitl on the Tanai. So Mel the get is no good, even on the Tzad, that he will go away again and stay away for 30 days, nothing doing though. Since he came back first, that was the Tanai, the get is only good if he doesn't go back within 30 days. But since he came back within 30 days, that's the Bitl on the get. What about if he says like this, I raise the get, here's your get, im loy bossi, if I do not come back, mikana shloshim yoim, for now for 30 days. For Yehuda Chumdina Sayyam, he was on his way over the ocean. For Yehuda Yaakov, as he was in Eretz Yisrael, going outside Eretz Yisrael. And he reached Akku, even though Akku is the outside of Eretz Yisrael, but still it's called he's on his way traveling. And now V'chozri comes back within 30 days. Botel Tanai, his Mavato, the Tanai to get is no good. What about if he says, I raise a get, husband gives his wife a get, here's your get. Kozuman She'eva Mikenegat Panecha Shleshim Yom. That the get is good only if Kozuman She'evra Mikenegat Panecha Shleshim Yoim. But don't pass by you for 30 days. That's when the get should be good. So Rashi says, Kisheshtoi Shleshim Yoim Oiver Mikenegat Panecha Miyad Yeget. If 30 days goes by that I don't see you, that's when the get should be a good get. It says, oh, Yehulach, he was going aboard and he came back. Hulach aboard, when he came back. Hulach is Yachadimor, raise the get. If he didn't have Yichud, he wasn't, even though he just saw her, but they weren't alone together, that's not called, Mikenegat Panecha, and therefore the get would be good. What the husband meant to say is, if I don't have Yichud with you for 30 days, then the get should be good. See, if they didn't have Yichud together, the get is good. Now we'll see in the Gemara this. Tomorrow so first says, Lemaimu, you want to tell me the Antifrus, the Golul Hebekaima, that Antifrus isn't Golul. Because the Tanai was like this. The husband had in mind to travel from Yehuda to Golul. So he said, if I stay there for 30 days and don't come back, then the get should be good. So Chori meant to say that if he reaches Golul, then if he doesn't come back within 30 days. So you're telling me now that Antifrus is called to reach Golul. For the Gemara Minu Avakasha, it says clearly, Antifrus be Yehuda. Antifrus is part of Yehuda. Look, Kfarachnoi be Golem, the city of Kfarachnoi is part of Golem. So how could he say there's a bit longer tonight? Bein Tayim. So, Mars, the city's in between this. In other words, if he was traveling from Yehuda to Golem, and he passed by Antifrus, and they didn't reach Kfarachnoi yet, so the middle space between Antifrus and Kfarachnoi, that we say, Matino Noisel Chumra. It's called the Chumra or not, if that's called you reach Golul or not. So therefore we say, Megureshes v'enem Megureshes.